All right. I have Chris now. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you. Is this Val?
Yeah, this is Val. Hi, Chris.
Val, sorry about that. I don't know why I pronounced it Ball, so yeah. My apologies. Hey, you got a lot of good questions. I was kind of chiming in into the conversation. I think what's happening right now is that you worked with another company that hasn't provided you results, and then your questions were, how can we get you on the first page, and what's the time frame, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, our company is a Google partner, so the number one thing that you want to make sure you're doing is business with the right company. With that being said, there's five things that we do to get you ranking on the first page, and we give this to you in our terms and conditions. It's 45 to 60 days, okay? So if it's taking longer than 45 to 60 days, that's a little bit too long to get you results. But there's five things that you need for ranking. Number one is called NAPW. Name, address, phone number, website, cleanup, right? Or consistency. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at your Google Business profile. I see a couple things missing that is hurting your ranking, for you to actually see results. Do you mind if I disclose that, if I can give you some feedback?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So number one, your company I don't see a website for your business, or it's not listed on your profile. I think you do have a website, as I could see here. But it's not – no, actually, no, you don't have a website. Do you have one that I'm missing by chance?
I have two websites.
Okay.
But
so on your
– the one that I would use on the listing would be one specific one. It would be the residential one. But, yeah, I have a website.
Okay. So that's not listed on your listing here for Falcon Construction Incorporated, right? So it's not on your listing, right? So that's number one. Number two, you have no reviews at all whatsoever. So that's going to negatively impact your ranking, right? So I don't know if you're the current company that you're working with, have they advised you to work on that?
They tell me to get reviews, and then last week we spoke. They contact me monthly to go over the reports, and I'm getting ready to quit with them because he told me he was going to give me reviews this week, and I haven't seen reviews yet. So
yeah,
and
yeah.
I've already been with it for 90 days, and
mm-hmm.
you're not the first of me to call,
yeah.
I want to hear. You know, they gave me the same spiel 3 months ago, so I just want to hear where you guys are different.
Yeah, so here, number one is what I want to do is I just want to send you who we are. We're actually California as well. So all of the Google partners are in California, right? If you're doing business with a company, do you mind me asking what company it is or what's the name of that SEO business?
Yeah, it's called Ranking Geeks.
Ranking Geeks. Okay, let me check this out. Okay. So with that being said, so two things, right, that I would recommend is, so they're in Houston, Texas. They're out of 3.1 stars. So I sent you a text message. Did you receive it by chance?
I'm driving right now.
Oh, okay. No worries. So I just sent you our Google partnership badge, and then our company has been around for, once again, 20 years. So our Google business profile or listing, it's a 4.3 stars. We have 1,081 reviews, right? So the company Ranking Geeks, they're at 3.1 with 59 reviews, and they're not in California, and they're not Google partners. So that's the difference, right? Why you're going to be able to see results with our business compared to, you know, what you're currently doing. So that's definitely something that's I see missing. Plus, I don't see very much coming up for your company when I pull up your information. Like, I don't see directory listings. That's another thing that's helps you ranking. So, like, I don't see a listing on Yelp. I don't see a listing on Apple Maps. I don't see a listing on Facebook or any of the voice-activated searches. So that's also really hurting your ranking. And then I don't see any backlinking. Nothing's connected at all whatsoever. So, you know, right now, and just correct me if I'm wrong, you're in Gardena, correct? Gardena?
No, I'm not in Gardena.
Okay.
No, we haven't been there in 5 years.
Goodness gracious. You're in Diamond Bar now?
Yeah, I'm in Diamond Bar.
Okay, so that listing that I'm seeing, they haven't even got your listing there. I don't see your Are you still using this phone number by chance? Like for the, for your Google listing?
Yeah. This an 800 number.
Goodness gracious. Oh, the, okay. So I don't see any listing at all on Google that has the new location of Diamond Bar. I see the location that you, that's in Gardena. So that can be a huge issue. Give me 1 second. Yeah, I don't see that. I don't see that at all whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why you're not ranking. Yep. It's just inconsistent information all across the internet. So I do see you like on a cmac.ws. I think this is like a concrete forum, I think. But yeah, as far as any, I'm doing a deep dive because we're Google partners. So what we would do, mm-hmm. right, just so you kind of understand the logistics of what we would do for your business is we would do 5 things for your company. Number one is we would get you verified in the correct location and make sure that that's verified with your correct phone number. That 800 number, I'm assuming it's probably a tracking number for them to track your leads. Or I don't know if it was your tracking or their tracking number, but that's in the tracking number there. So we would put your number there, and then we would do a NAPW to make sure that your information is consistent all across the internet. We would create a profile on Facebook. We would create a profile on Yelp. We would get you on the voice-activated searches, Apple Maps, and then Bing, which is another search engine. That's going to give you ranking. We would also make sure that we would run Google Verified Leads. Have you heard about those or Google Guaranteed?
Yeah, the guy was managing my account told me about that. But then he said they won't be able to do mine because it's really geared towards general contractor. And I specialize in concrete. I don't do general contracting.
You specialize in concrete. Yep. Uh-huh. So that's – I don't think that – give me 1 second. I'm going into the back office right now. I mean, are you licensed for concrete or give me 1 sec.
I have 4 licenses. I'm licensed to do general. I'm licensed to do concrete. Licensed to do engineering. But my specialty is.
Goodness, why would he tell you that?
Concrete.
Okay, yeah, that's very strange. I don't know why he would tell you that. So, you know, the funny thing is that under general contractor, that's not even there. I'm looking at Google's back office right now. So the verticals that are under concrete are the following companies. We wouldn't put you under landscaper because you're not a landscaper, but we would put you under – actually, yeah, general contractor. Yeah, foundation and concrete. But we could just specify to have just only focus on the leads.
Landscaping would be good because that involves a lot of hardscape. So that would be a good net to cast because a lot of landscape. I don't do grass and landscape, but it does kind of fall under that category because it does involve concrete sidewalks, patios.
So under the landscaping, it says concrete and then masonry, and it also puts hardscapes. You're right, and then also driveways or walkways and retain. I don't think retaining walls is something.
Yeah, so that would be the category because general contract is too general. That's more like structural.
Yeah, structural.
House, framing and things like that. So.
Yeah, so let me check how much going to Google's back office right now to see how much is a lead at that. And you're in Diamond Bar. Okay. Let me just... 91765.
I don't do a whole lot of work in Diamond Bar, to be honest with you. Most of
oh, no, that's
work
fine.
Is done about a 35-mile radius outside of Diamond Bar.
Okay, so. Yeah, that's not an issue. I've just, you know, Google will ask me what's the zip code of where the business is, you know, based out of. That's it. You can, doesn't matter. You can run your ads if you want 50, even 100 miles. It doesn't really matter. It's just to give me like a inaccurate kind of quote. Per lead. Okay, so looking at Google's back office right now, you would be looking at about $60 to $80 per lead. for those types of jobs. So that's for the Google Verify. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what they would ask for would be the following, and let me just go to their back office just to tell you exactly what they're requiring for your, for you. Give me 1 second. Google Verified. Okay, so GV, we're going to put your zip code there. We'll put landscape because that's the vertical. Okay, so for your category, the minimum insurance requirement, I don't know, what says 1 million? That's crazy. Do you have that?
Yeah, I have 2 million.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I mean, other states, I don't know. I was born and raised in California. I moved to Apple Valley just recently from Orange County just because of affordability, but goodness.
I have workers' comp, and it is comprehensive is 1%. So I have all that.
Okay, great. That's what they're requiring. So 1 million in general liability, and you have to be licensed. Let's see, you got the California State Class B General Building Contractors License. That's what they require. Or California State C-27.
I don't have a C-27 if that's landscape. I have a C-8 because it's concrete.
That's fine. That'll work.
And an A license. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that'll work. Yeah, so that would be more of a direct lead through Google. So that's the other program we would do. So we would manage your leads through there. You would have your own tracking and reporting system, and then your website's not even working. I try to check out your website. It's www.falconconcrete.com, and it's sending me to Wix. It says, looks like your domain isn't connected to your website.
You know what? I wonder if I have to check that. Okay.
So just a heads up that I'm just kind of looking out for your, so that's another thing there. So yeah, so in a nutshell, what we charge is, we charge up front, $549. There's a $250 application fee to do a background check through Google Verified. They go through Pinkerton or Evident to make sure you don't have anything crazy on your background, like armed robbery.
So it's $549 plus a $250.
No. So I'm breaking down the price. So it's $549. And out of the $549, it's divided into so the application fee is $250 to get Google Verified, and then for us to manage your SEO and everything as far as what we do, it's $299. So you would be paying $549 up front, and then $299 every month after that. Now once you get approved for the Google Verified, I just want to be clear. I don't want to tell you something that's not correct. Then you would get charged for leads, okay? But that's after passing your background check and all that good stuff. So they ask for, we send you an application through Google. You enter your information, business license, all that good stuff. You enter your own social. They do a background check. That can take up to 3 to 4 weeks to get processed. Once you're approved, then you would pay for the leads, right? And these are direct leads from Google. Now, I want to be clear. If a lead's not qualified or they're calling you for something that you don't do, then you're going to get that credited back to you, okay? That's why Google came up with that program, because HomeAdvisor, Angie, Thumbtack.
How do they qualify the bad leads and the good leads?
Great question. So if it goes through your phone and it's not a good lead, you would mark it as unqualified. Then on our end, we talk to Google and get you credited back, right? So it's after the fact, just to be clear.
How does Google filter the guys who are lying and said, I just didn't want to.
Great question. Great question. Well, I mean, if you quote the person, then obviously that's a lead, okay? If you get a call and it disconnects, that's not going to go against you. If they're calling you to change a tire, which you don't do, that's not going to go against you. You see what I mean? So all the calls are being tracked. You're going to have a tracking number through Google.
Oh, okay. So they
right?
track them. Okay.
At 100%, yeah. They want to make sure you track all your leads. And we actually have a local Splash app. So with our app, you download through, your iPhone or Android, and then you can see all your progress that's happening with your campaign. So everything's tracked and reported. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
What happens when an owner calls and I say I'm on a job and I can't pick it up? Does that count against me? Charge you based on the outbound call from the customer, or how does it?
Yeah, the call. the call's got to be connected for you to get charged. You see what I mean? It's got to be connected. So if they reach your voicemail, they're not going to charge you. Right.
Now, does the Google calls come in a manner where I can identify that that's a call from a Google customer? Because
100%. Yeah, no, 100%. And that's why we give you our app, so you can connect your phone through the app. And so the way a tracking number works is we would use let's say this number, the 310, or if you have another number, then that number gets, it'll let you know where it's coming from, whether it's Google, Facebook, whatever platform, and you can integrate it through the app as well. So when the call comes in, it can go ring through the app instead of your phone. We can have it set up that way. So you'll know where it's coming from. So that way, you know, it's spam or not. And then one of the cool things is that we will block a huge percentage of those spam calls as well, you know, because we don't want you to get blown up by calls that are not really, you know, leads or people that want your service, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. And yeah. You don't need to rebuild a new website like on WordPress to make things work, right? I think I know why that website's not working. I need to pay the
The hosting?
Yeah.
The domain? The hosting, gotcha. Okay. So it looks like...
Yeah, it's an annual thing, yeah.
Yeah, the annual hosting fee, yeah. So, I mean, did that company you're working with, did they create the website, or did you go to Wix directly?
No, they tried to push that on me, but I didn't want it, because I wanted to be in control of... You know, Wix is easy. You go on there, you can change stuff. And,
gotcha.
And if they were to build it on WordPress...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to work WordPress. You know, if we just continued our relationship, and
mm-hmm.
what am I supposed to do with the website then? You know, it's like.
Yeah, I mean, if they have so you already built one that, but all you needed, what you're saying is you just need to pay your domain hosting fee.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's if you want it that way, then you can do it that way. I mean, we build websites too, but. You know, let's say you were to cancel our services, you would just pay a hosting fee. It doesn't matter who you're going with, whether it's Wix, whether it's GoDaddy, it doesn't matter. Everybody has a hosting fee. Usually a hosting fee depending on, you know, if you pay by through the year or for the month, it just varies, right? But our hosting fee...
No, I know, but it's like Wix, I know how to use it.
Okay, yeah, user-friendly.
It's super user-friendly.
Yeah, there you go. If you want to
hire somebody
to mess with it, yeah. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to run your own website, you can definitely do that. So yeah, our pricing is pretty straightforward here. We, you know, at the end of the day, success on the internet is doing business with the right company. So I sent you a couple things to verify, like, you know, Ranking Geeks. I'm looking at their website right now. They're not Google partners. Well, it looks like they are, but they're not Premier partners. And then number two is I'm looking at the reviews, and kind of reviews kind of show what kind of company they are. I just like to be straightforward. I don't like to sugarcoat things. You know, they're 3.1 stars out of 59. They're out of Houston, Texas. I don't know, right? So 3.1 stars, and I don't know how long they've been in business. It doesn't really specify here. But we've been in California, and we've been based out of – we're in Fountain Valley. That's where our company's at. We're right in front of the police station. And our company's been around since 2004, so 20 years doing this. It's going to be 21 years here soon. Anyhow, so and we have 1,081 reviews, so that just kind of tells you it. And we're at a 4.3 stars, which is pretty good. We're almost as good as Disneyland. Disneyland's a 4.5, and it's like the happiest place on earth. You know what I mean? So I think that's a huge contributor on, you know, your success on the internet right now. I just don't see a lot of the things that they're doing for you. And I don't know how much you're charging you for the service. But, you know, if we were to take over, we would take over Google.
You could tell me a bunch of things. I'm willing to try. You guys send me the pricing. And then, like I said, you know, it's just hard to trust anybody on the phone unless I try it. And if I don't, you know, if it's not working out, I just stop. So send me your pricing, like the Ranking Geek. I'm just gonna stop. I'm gonna keep trying until I find somebody that's gonna make it work. Somebody out there will make it work for me, whether it's
100%.
You know, but I need a campaign that I can rely on.
moving forward, because I came back into residential and I want to grow it. So just send me the pricing. I'll look over it. I get it, you know. But you don't need to give me the sales pitch.
I'm just telling you, I'm just a straight shooter. I don't want to sugarcoat things and tell you something that's not. So I'll send you a breakdown of everything here. Once you get time to reconnect with you.
And you're after New Year's. Let's try and talk on Friday, late Friday afternoon.
We're kind of closed until Monday. I can reach out Monday. Is that working?
Monday's even better. Yeah, Monday's even better.
Okay. I don't see an email at all whatsoever on the internet for you. What's a good email for you?
Val, V-A-L.
V like in Victor, right?
V as in Victor.
Okay, cool.
V as in Apple, L as in Lima, @ Falcon, which is F as in Frank, A-L-K-O-N. concrete.com.
All right, you got it. So I'll send you a complete breakdown of everything we just talked about, including price, cost per lead, everything you need. I'll reach out to you Monday. All I need from you is a yes or no and go from there, you know, pretty much.
Excellent. Yeah, I like the cost per lead thing. It's less than I'm paying now. I am paying Angie's List for lead. So we'll see.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. So, check it out. Have a safe drive and then, Happy New Year. So I'll talk to you on Monday and we'll go over, at what time works for you so I can put you down on my calendar?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Okay. Perfect. That works.
Yeah.
I'll put you down here. Val, thank you so much for your time and I appreciate you hearing me out. I'll send this out here in the next few minutes and that way you can kind of check it over, out over the next couple of days. Okay.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep.